So when I say I can't understand it, that doesn't mean I'm saying like, oh, well, it's sealed and you can't. What I mean is, I'm just confessing, I don't understand everything in this book, especially this book. I have some ideas, but I can't necessarily say with authority that I know they're right. God has to give me greater wisdom. As I went through, though, I remember thinking to myself, I thought, I think I understood more than I realized, and more was revealed to me than I thought I knew. So I'm thankful for that. And it gave me a little bit of a mixed feeling about what I had said at the beginning. Because at the beginning, I knew there were things in it that I didn't understand. But as I went through it, I feel like a lot of it was revealed to me. So is there really anything that is sealed? Well, not sealed. But there are still mysteries. There are still mysteries in the book of Revelation. Things that are mysterious. The things which God has prepared for us. His servants shall serve him. What is that service going to be? He doesn't reveal it, see? I'm not saying it's sealed, but just not everything revealed. I can't tell you everything, because the book doesn't tell everything. But I'll tell you what, the things that are in this book can be understood. And if they're not understood, they will be understood, because God's Spirit is going to reveal them to us. What He has revealed to us so far, we will remain faithful in. And we will pray that He will reveal the rest of it to us as we continue to study His Word. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Several verses ago, I should have mentioned, we kind of moved out of the new heavens and the new earth since about verse 6, and we're entering the closing of the book, where John is being, you know, putting the cap on it. What does this mean? He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. Does that mean God doesn't want anyone to repent? Well, I'll tell you what. Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. I really think that means that when the time is at hand, the book will be completely revealed to us and we will know. If the time is not at hand, which it has not been, then I would say I ought to stand by what I said and that I can't understand all of it. And I don't think anyone else does either. But when that time comes, when the time is at hand, I'll tell you what, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. If you ever learn to serve God in the time of peace, when the time of the end comes, it's going to be too late to start figuring it out. The unjust are going to be unjust still. They're going to be filthy still. You think you're going to be filthy, and then, oh, when the end times come, I'm going to clean up my act. Don't kid yourself. I'll never worship Satan. I'll know it's him. Don't kid yourself. If you're filthy, you'll do filthy things. That's why we strive now. That's why we diligently seek him now, because we don't want to come up to that time when the time is at hand. And then the bridegroom, the call goes forth, the 10 virgins. The bridegroom cometh, and that's the beginning of the tribulation. Oh, give us of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Nay, but go and buy for yourself, lest we do not have enough for ourselves and you. And what's that mean for us? We have to be ready to meet God. And when the trumpets start sounding, you need to be ready. Don't think that after they start sounding, you're going to start getting ready. Is it absolutely too late? Well, in some ways it's not like a one-way ticket to damnation. I don't think so, because of things we've read, things we've talked about. I don't think it's like necessarily this one-way ticket to damnation, but I certainly don't want to take that ticket, wherever it leads, because it will almost assuredly lead to damnation. It might lead to just the best thing you could hope for is to survive and be subject to the sons of God and the kingdom of God, which is not, you're going to be ruled with a rod of iron. How much fun is that going to be? Probably not much. Certainly we consider that after 1,000 years it leads to a rebellion. are those men going to be very thankful to be in the kingdom? I don't know. But you live filthy, you live unjustly. Don't expect when this starts off that you're suddenly going to be, I'm just going to reform then. I say that because I used to have that kind of mentality. It's like, well, yeah, I'm drinking a lot now, but if I see the signs start out and if an Antichrist appears, well, I'm sure going to put the bottle down then. No, it's not going to work that way. Could God do it? Oh, yeah, he could. He could deliver you right then. He could say, and now that this has happened, I will deliver you. But see, what they're doing is they're counting on themselves to get serious. They're counting on their own power to suddenly, at that time, like, oh, now I'm going to get serious. You're looking to yourself to sort of pull your bootstraps up, and now you're going to get serious about God. Now that you've seen the signs. But what's really going to happen is when that overwhelming power comes through, it's going to run you down. It's going to make a mess out of you. So, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. If you're righteous and holy, if you've learned of Christ, when those days come, you will remain righteous and holy. You will endure the temptations. You will escape the hour of temptation because it's not even going to be tempting for you. Just like when I walk by the liquor aisle, or when, you know, someone left a bottle of wine at my house over Christmas. Man, that thing just, I never touched it. I even gave myself permission to drink it. I said, I think I'll have a glass of that later. Later never came. You know? It didn't have any effect on me. Just not tempting. And I'm very thankful for that. But I'm telling you, that's how it is. When that time comes, you who have diligently sought the Lord, and you filled your lamps with oil as he commanded. It's not like you're broke. Your father is the richest being in the universe. You can have all the oil you want. He has promised it to you. He just wants you to take a hold of it. But you listen to my studies, he has put it in your heart to take a hold of it. That's what's so beautiful. He has put it in your heart so you would have the wisdom to take hold of this. And he is guiding and shepherding you so that you will be in a place that if those events should come on you in your lifetime, you will be ready to stand. And if not, you will die and obtain a glorious resurrection in Christ. So that's beautiful. And you have lived a life that would be, it's fulfilling for me to seek those things of the kingdom and see them happening to me. As Peter taught, you know, when these things be in you abound, you are neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Christ. And that's why he said, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. I want to be sure. I like seeing things happen that tell me God is active in my life.